Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
Pam Sherman is a suburban outlaw who tells people to visualize and make things happen, but there's a catch, isn't there?
Yeah, I actually have a really hard time with visualization. It's a struggle. Like, whenever I'm sitting and meditating and I'm trying to be more mindful and do that, and they say, you know, picture, you know, a bright color on the center of your chest, and I'm like, oh, you know, I picture spots on the clothing. I can't see what I'm supposed to see. And by the way, I am terrible. Like, my husband is a visual creative. He can look at something and see what it will be, like the old house that we're, you know, that we're renovating. Right. Whereas that's why I love HGTV, because they like create those pictures, you know, for you. And like, right. Oh, that's what it's going to look like. I can never take it to the next step. And I think that like, I don't know how to, like, I couldn't look at a blank canvas and start painting. I think it is ironic. I mean, usually you know, physician, heal thyself, right?
Right.
Exactly. I mean, can you visualize, Christy? Are you a visual creative?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. When my wife says to me, she'll hold up, you know, the clothing and say, how do you think this looks? I said, I can't tell if it's in front of you. It's got to be on you. What do you mean? You know, I can't visualize.
You're a painter. I mean, you look at a blank canvas and can picture a beautiful picture of Italy, or are you looking at something and painting from
that? I'm always looking at something. Oh, no, I'm painting from something, because I can't do that. No, that's a certain certain talent where you just visualize it out of thin air. No, even my brother has been painting for over 60 years, says, you know, you have to have something to look at to paint, and you can change it, of course. But visualization to me doesn't mean, you know, see a bright color and make things that. No, visualization to me means you want to accomplish something, so you put it in your head and you repeat it to yourself over and over again until it happens, almost like making something happen. And that's what I've been doing my whole life. I mean, and it's funny, because I'll tell somebody, you know, that I've always wanted to do this, you know, and they'll say, I know, you've been talking about it for 20 years, and I don't even realize that I did that. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's just, well, by the way, there is a there's some science in that, and I just love, there was Dilbert, remember Dilbert the cartoon? Mm-hmm. The cartoonist wrote every day in his cubicle 15 times a day, I will be a nationally syndicated columnist.
See?
And yeah, he did it. It's a great story, and it, you know, people think it's not true. So I do agree with you. I'm good at that. I'm good at using, I think it's a muscle that can be exercised, but we have to do it, because that's how you create possibilities in the world, even if I can't paint.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.